From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Britain have imposed new restrictions on carry-on electronic devices on aircraft on flights from certain airports in the Middle East and Africa. Those airports include Cairo, Istanbul, Kuwait City, Doha, Casablanca, Amman, Riyadh and Jeddah, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Deakin University analyst Greg Barton said it may be linked to a bomb that nearly brought down an aircraft on a flight from Somalia a year ago.
Presumably also linked to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula and its series of attempts for attacks, including the Richard Reid shoe bomber attack, the 2009 flight into Detroit in which a young Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab had a device packed around his upper thigh, a so-called underwear bomb.
Passengers will not be allowed to bring into the main cabin devices larger than a mobile phone. Among the banned devices, tablets, portable DVDs, laptops, and cameras. They'll have to be checked. Travel analyst Henry Hartfeld of Atmosphere Research Group said this has been tried before.
Terrorists may have thought of taking airline A, but this ban will simply make them take airline B. Terrorists don't care about frequent flyer miles. That's not their objective. They're out there to do harm, and my concern is that this isn't really addressing the problem.
The new restriction comes as the Trump administration seeks to implement a temporary ban on people traveling from six mostly Muslim countries until proper screening procedures can be put in place. Two executive orders by the president have been challenged in court. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has condemned a series of attacks in the country, including Monday's assault on Zaki Biam in central Benue State that killed at least 17 people at a marketplace linked to the long-running conflict between nomadic Fulani herders and local farmers over grazing rights. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch told a U.S. Senate panel Tuesday that he was never questioned by the Trump administration on how he would vote on controversial issues. He said he doesn't believe in litmus tests for judges. The federal appellate judge also said he would have no difficulty ruling for or against any political party. He described himself as a fair judge.
And I think if you ask people in the Tenth Circuit, is he a fair judge, you're going to get the answer that you got yesterday from both Senator Bennett and Senator Gardner and from General Katyal, and the same answer you got from Senator Allard and Senator Salazar 10 years ago. And Senator, I can't guarantee you more than that, but I can promise you absolutely nothing less.
The judge fielded questions on topics like abortion and torture, insisted no man, not even a president, is above the law. He's expected to face at least one more day of questioning. President Trump urged fellow Republicans in Congress to vote for a new national health care law to repeal and replace a law passed by Congress during the early days of the Obama administration known as Obamacare. Paul Ryan is Speaker of the lower chamber, House of Representatives.
7 years of this failed experiment is enough. This is our chance to build a better, a fairer, and a better health care system for all Americans.
A vote in the House expected Thursday. Mr. Trump warned Republican lawmakers they could face voter anger next year if they don't vote to repeal Obamacare, one of his key campaign pledges. The French Interior Minister resigned Tuesday after prosecutors opened an investigation into allegations he hired his two daughters for temporary parliamentary jobs when they were teenagers. Meanwhile, legal troubles for conservative presidential candidate François Fillon deepened with a new investigation into allegations of fraud, forgery, and use of forgeries. Mr. Fillon already suspected of using public funds to pay his wife a salary for little or no work done. European Union officials plan to hold a special summit next month to approve guidelines for Britain's departure from the 28-member organization. Donald Tusk is EU Council President.
I personally wish the UK hadn't chosen to leave the EU. But the majority of British voters decided otherwise. Therefore, we must do everything we can to make the process of divorce the least painful for the EU.
The British government Monday announced it invoked the Lisbon Treaty's Article 50 on separation officially on March 29th. It was revealed Tuesday that an infant girl born in Ivory Coast with four legs and two spines was successfully separated from a parasitic twin in a rare complex surgery at a Chicago hospital early this month. The 10-month-old named Dominique underwent the six-hour procedure involving five surgeons March 8 at Advocate Children's Hospital. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.